Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Today is Monday, October 20th. I'm Megan Lynch. The Arch reopening this weekend wasn't just good news for tourists and those entertaining out-of-town guests, but also a reprieve for beleaguered federal workers.
Those workers at the Arch, whether their paycheck comes from the National Park Service or by state development or the restaurant operator, well, they haven't been getting those paychecks because there's been no work because of the federal government shutdown. But this past weekend, the Arch and the old courthouse did reopen thanks to private funding from St. Louis businesses and nonprofits.
That really excites us. No one wants to go for long without being paid, and this will provide that for them.
Jefferson National Parks Association President David Grove tells KMOX the public-facing employees being brought back are from that range of Arch employers. The Arch and the old courthouse are back open under the private funding through November 2nd. The landmark celebrates its 60th birthday on October 25th, 26th, and 28th. So for tourists, to employees,
it's a win for everyone.
Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
An unexpected change at the top of the St. Louis public schools.
Call to order, Rebecca. Back in session at 1:41.
In a closed session, the St. Louis Public School Board voted to remove Superintendent Melissa Borchetti after less than a year on the job. Borchetti replaced controversial Superintendent Keisha Scarlett, both of whom came from outside the district. Teachers Union President Byron Clemens would like to see the next superintendent come from within.
It's time for us to reflect about our homegrown talent and see what we can do. And let's start on the path of recovering the district, revitalizing. Instead of a discussion only about closing schools, let's do something different.
Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Dr. Myra Berry has been named interim superintendent until a permanent replacement is found. Berry has been chief of human resources. Another hiccup in reimagining SLPS, the community events to discuss the closure of more schools and where the district goes in the future were paused after the May tornado. Now the first of four events scheduled to begin tonight at Clyde C. Miller Career Academy have been postponed. No rescheduled date has been announced yet. There is some movement on the striking machinists and Boeing.
Today, both sides have agreed to a federal mediation and conciliation service, meaning they will resume mediation in an effort to reach a fair agreement. It has been several days since Boeing has agreed to come back to the bargaining table. The union says in a statement they are hopeful that returning to mediation will lead to meaningful progress and a fair resolution, and they hope to reach an equitable agreement and get members back to work. The union members have been on the picket line for nearly 12 weeks. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
The 25th annual Metro Construction Career Expo kicks off tomorrow at the Belle Claire Fairgrounds. Organizers expecting more than 1,200 students from 37 schools. Donna Richter, CEO of the Southern Illinois Builders Association, says the expo opens students' eyes to meaningful, high-paying careers that don't require taking on college debt. She says the hands-on experience students gain at the event often sparks lifelong careers in the trades. More trouble for the planned North St. Louis battery plant. As we reported Friday, the Trump administration is not going to award a $197 million federal grant to the project. St. Louis County State Senator Doug Beck says the $500 million development was meant in part to revitalize a historically underserved part of the city.
It helps so many different things. It helps crime levels. It just helps hope. It helps the communities. It helps neighborhoods rebuild, you know, and then plus, as you know, we had the tornado go through, so these are hard-hit areas that we could really use some help.
The future ICL Specialty Products Factory is supposed to create more than 150 jobs in the city. From the Business Desk, sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com, it's time to bring the fall and winter coats out of the back of the closet, and if the kids grew out of them, donate them. The 25th annual Warner's Warm-Up Coat Drive, founded by Kurt Warner and his wife Brenda, kicks off today. It runs through November 2nd. New and gently used coats, jackets, gloves, and other cold weather items for children and adults are accepted at more than 100 drop-off locations around the state. Operation Food Search serving as a distribution partner. Last year, more than 7,000 coats and winter items were collected. They're given to more than 85 social service agencies serving local families.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.